Hello, my name is Mitchell Sinclair, and I'm a student in Professor Chan Joshi's group at UCLA, and I'm here to talk about the development of a self-modulated laser wakefield accelerator photon source to probe high-energy density matter. I would like to acknowledge Felicie Albert, Nuno Limos, Isabella Pagano, Adio Leggetto, Jessica Shaw, and Charles Smith, as well as the collaboration with the Omega EP facility and their fantastic staff. Additionally, I would like to thank the NNSA, SSAA, CMEC, LLE, and LLNL for supporting this work.
So what we're doing is looking at applications, and one of the applications is probing inertial confined fusion capsules on NIF. We're looking to measure time result aerial density, mass, average radius, and implosion symmetry of the ablator material for our double shell implosions. As we see on the left here, Buffton simulated with 200 kV x-rays. There's no features discernible of the implosions, but when the x-ray spectra is in the MEV range, we can start to resolve features and density perturbations of the implosions. So this work started in 2015 on Titan and is continuing today, where we're looking at X-ray generation on the Omega EP facility. First, let's overview a high level of this photon source platform. We start with a laser pulse in the picoseconds, which enters the gas jet, which ionizes the gas, and by the Pondermotor force, which is proportional to the squared electric field, plasma electrons are pushed out, creating regions of high and low electron density. And since the laser pulse is very long compared to the inverse in the plasma frequency, the laser pulse is longitudinally and transversely modulated into a train of pulses, which results in large amplitude electron waves that are beyond the wave breaking limit, which self-trap electrons from the background plasma. This self-modulated acceleration process, in combination with direct laser acceleration, results in a relativistic electron beam with a total charge of hundreds of nanocoulomb and hundreds of MeV of electron energies. X-rays are then produced by the intrinsic betatron radiation, and on some of the shots, we included inverse Compton scattering mechanisms, where we use a polyfoil to act as a laser meal to counterpropagate the laser light so the electrons are scattered off the photons, which provides significant radio upshift and generates X-rays which co-propagate with the betatron radiation. So for the experimental layout in Omega EP, we take the picosecond laser pulse with energies between 60 and 90 joules reflected off the F6OAP, focus it into a gas jet to produce self-modulated LWFA, then hit a polyethylene disc on some of the shots, and some of the shots are just straight propagated through. For diagnostics, electrons are detected by a magnet system, the electron positron proton spectrometer, where we characterize the spectra, and then the X-rays are used K-edge absorption spectroscopy to characterize with the filter wheel for low energy X-rays and a stacked metal spectrometer for 100 to 1 MeV X-rays. So for the electron performance, we see the two shots that we looked at today. We did identical shot requests from the laser side, and we did the same plasma conditions, with the sole difference between the CH foil we placed after gas jet. We see that electron spectra, there's a slightly higher T1 temperature on the betatron-only shot, with slightly higher T2 temperature on the inverse Compton shot. Overall, these two electron spectra are quite similar and demonstrate the repeatability of the electron acceleration platform. For the key aspect of this platform, we want to talk about the inverse Compton scattering and what it does for the X-ray production. We show that the raw image plate data on the bottom, where that we see a wheel-shaped arrangement of increasing Z metal filters, which are used to determine the spectral differences between the two setups. The filter wheel has 8 metals, and we use differential average transmission, which is the transmission difference for two filters of the same material with different thicknesses, as well as discrete fitting of a signal temperature exponential function, which employs the material's X-ray attenuation property to fit the measured data and then to extrapolate the energy spectrum for a given analytical distribution. The key takeaway here is we see an increase in both overall average energy, but substantially we have an increase in brightness of the X-ray source by including Compton foils as we move from below 10 to 10 photons per kV per steer rating to above 10 to 10 photons per kV per steer rating in the lower energy range, as well as boosts the photon gear across the board and especially into the harder energy X-rays as well. In summary, we're looking at applications which include high energy density science, astrophysics, natural security, and NDE material testing. We have our electron X-ray and radiographic milestones, and we have accomplished quite a lot. We have proved electron relativistic electrons on Titan, Omega EP, and NIF, ARC, and we've proved X-rays and radiographic capabilities on Titan, as well as X-ray generation on Omega EP, and our next steps are to prove X-rays and radiographic capabilities on Omega EB and NEFARC. Thank you very much.